The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Hey, 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 welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is Stuart Rome, the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It is officially the holiday season, Christmas, Thanksgiving. It is on now that Halloween is over with. We're getting after it, man. I hope you got plenty of candy there, Stuart. And I cannot wait to have just an absolute barn buster of a great holiday season for you at the Woodhouse Day Spa. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, everything is great. I'm at the spa right now, actually, handling some stuff, getting ready for big holiday season, which is very exciting for us, obviously, because it's a huge time of year. And little caveat and a extra bonus to all this is that the election's over.
Yes.
And, which is awesome. And it's good
it
that
does,
I,
it does. It does feel good. Doesn't it feel good that it's over? Yeah. It's like there's nothing else to decide anymore. Like people aren't yelling at you and telling you what you need to do anymore. It's just like, regardless of whether your side won or not, it's done. You can take a deep breath and now we can move on.
Yeah. And then, the good, I think it's like you said, no matter what side, especially this year, because it was such a landslide that, there's no bickering. There's no, because of this, because of that, you don't even hear that from the other side. It's like, no, it was just such a landslide. There's nothing that, nothing that you can even say about it as far as cheating or any of that crap. So, I think that helped a lot. No,
if I was the other side, I would make him go back and recount the votes again, just because I'd just be pissy about it. It's funny because no matter what, the Republicans are going to claim they won. We're not here to talk about politics, but I am glad it's over. But it's funny you bring this up because the songs you have today are getting chilled, man. Post election music. I love the five bands that you chose. And just think about what kind of music will chill you out from a classic rock standpoint. You can fill in the blanks. We'll get into it here and just, let's do your first song right off the bat. Let's set the standard here. And then I want to get into why this should be your year. If you've already gone to the Woodhouse Day Spa, God bless you. And thank you. If you've never gone, this is the first year you should go and we'll tell you why, but give us the first chill song here of our post-election When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
We are going to go with Incubus and the song is Dry acoustic version.
And of course, we would go with the acoustic version if we're trying to chill out right there. Some Incubus, and I think you've actually picked Incubus on a couple of other shows in the past.
Yeah,
because I know that we played their music several times, and I know that the only time we play them is when you request it. And I should play more of that stuff. Great stuff. All right, we're chilling out, and I saw this article. I spoke briefly with you. Election Day Goat Hikes and Cold Plunges is called from an article in Curbed, which is part of the New York Magazine, which is obviously well-read. And of course, a lot of people know New York Magazine. And it says election-related stress and anxiety is extreme this year with Donald Trump and Kamala Harris locked in a super tight race. Of course, it is now done. And they are predicting that we will have at least a 35% increase in people wanting to go to spas, Woodhouse Day spas, whatever, just because of the stress of the election. We just said it a minute ago. I don't think it really bothered me that much. I know some people were losing sleep over it. I'm not that guy, but I will tell you, I woke up this morning with a smile on my face and I was just happy. It's kind of like, getting a cancer prognosis or something. At least we know where we're going, what direction we're going to go. We know what we have to do from a personal standpoint to be happy with us and our families. And that's a good thing. And so why not? We're always talking about New Year's resolutions. The hell with that. Let's get after it now and start pampering ourselves a little bit. Hopefully we'll have some extra money in the wallet to do that under this administration. But I can certainly see where a lot more people need to take care of themselves. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the stress is such a it's a factor in so many illnesses. It causes so many things, and the spa obviously is a place that you can go and get away and have a great experience and get some body work done. So it makes a lot of sense, especially after I guess you'd say traumatic experience like an election, to come on in and blow some of that steam off and just relax and know that, I'm in here for some relaxation and I don't have to worry about any more elections, and at least for now.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. And it's depending on what side you're on, obviously with Trump winning, people are more excited, I guess, about the economy. And you can see that what happened in the stock market today,
crazy. Yeah, crazy. It really was.
And I mean, hopefully, that confidence, that spending confidence will transfer also into people, you know, wanting to spend money on luxury and themselves. And it's great roll up to Christmas.
We always talk about, you know, the One House Day Spa. You can call it a luxury. It's a luxurious place. It doesn't spend like a luxurious place, but it's more of a necessity. And a lot of people that will go, that do self-pampering, a preventative type of not medicinal, but type of therapy you're doing, whether it's physical, mental, or anything else, you realize what a difference it makes in your life. And I will tell you this, and you know, my daughter, she's already chirping in my ear every single week, you know what I want? Because it's like, I need to have your Santa list. And she's like, the first thing is always gift certificate to the Woodhouse Day Spa. So I'll prepare you for this. If you give out a gift card, and of course, we'll talk about the 6 for $5 thing, potentially maybe a 7 for $5, even better, maybe on a Black Friday thing. We'll get into that as well. But just know that if you give someone a gift card to the Woodhouse Day Spa, that's going to be something that's going to be on their list every single year. So just just get it taken care of, get it taken care of, and know, because they're going to expect it. I'm telling you, my daughter expects it every single year now, and I love that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, and it's such an easy thing to do because, you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. And, you know, if you can't get to the spa, we have 24/7 online gift cards. You can just buy them online. You can print them out. We'll mail it to you if you want the actual physical card. But, you know, for convenience, you can print it out in full color, or you can email it to the recipient. Yes. So it's a great, it's a great gift. And, you know, we don't get those returned. Let's put it that way. So you can almost be guaranteed that they're going to be really excited about that gift.
Do the whole thing in color and fold it up and put it itself in a nice Christmas card. And you're going to be the king, the queen of your household for sure. Tell people real quick, because I don't know in your gift cards. And I know there's actually apps now where you can actually get, because there's gift cards is such a huge business now. And people have so many gift cards, they don't even remember they have them. You'll remember you have one of the Woodhouse Day Spa. And the beautiful thing is, you know, it's paid for, it's done. So you can go, it's like having a free massage. But talk about when you can use it. Is it transferable? Can you break it into pieces? Can I use a part of it now and a part of it later? What happens if my price is higher than what I have left on my card? Can I leave my tip on it? Just go through the gift card scenario for me, please.
Yeah. You know, it's just basically the same as having cash. You can do whatever you want with it. You can use it. You know, if, depending on the amount, if you have to get $1,000 gift card, you can use it, you know, for 2 years. I mean, that's how long it takes to get rid of it. So that, you know, they don't expire. You can certainly gift them to friends, family. So it's real versatile. It's no different than having, you know, cash on you. And as far as the 6 for $5 that you were just talking about, that's kind of the same thing. Except you don't have to have the gift card. You basically, you know, you pay for 5 services. You're going to get 6. You get 1 free on your account, and it goes on your account at the spa. So we keep track of it, and you can certainly gift those to friends. You can, you know, share them. They don't expire either. So that's a real versatile. We sent out an email the other day.
Yes.
Black Friday, we are going to do 7 for $5.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Dude, 7 for $5. I mean, think about that. I mean, if I'm ordering, what's the most expensive thing on your list? What is it? What 2 hour massage? What is that? What's the most expensive thing you got?
Let's say I'm going to say it's like $230. So it's got to be
$460 with the free stuff you get. I mean, that's killer.
Right. And then we lowered the threshold. You know, the hydrofacials are really expensive. That's, probably the most expensive services can range up to almost $300. So that would be kind of expensive, even paying for 5. So we lowered that. We're also offering a 4 for $3 on the hydrofacial, so that it makes it more affordable. And the other thing that we did this year, you know, last year we do it one day a year, and it's at Black Friday, but a lot of people missed it. And they're like, man, I keep forgetting it's only that one day of the whole year. So we're taking pre-orders, pre-reservations, I guess you'd call it, for the 6 for $5.
Nice.
I mean, for the 7, Yeah. So all you have to do is call in, say you want to do it. Tell us what you want. We'll get the credit card info and stick it in the computer. And on Black Friday, we're going to run all these, all the 7 for 5s. So you don't have to remember it.
So you don't have to pay for it until Black Friday, correct?
Exactly.
That is a brilliant idea. You are a smart businessman. You know what you're doing. That's fantastic. That's a great idea. The HydraFacial 4 for 3, is that something that is just for the holidays, or are you doing that from here on out?
Oh, no, that's year round. Okay. We got 3 of those machines. They're like $30,000 a piece, and we've got one in every room, the sex room. So that's definitely year round, and everything we do is fairly year round. We'll do some seasonal specials, but most things are year round.
That is fantastic. All right, well that's huge news. So we need to make sure we get that out a couple times during the show. Again, it's a 7 for 5 on Black Friday. They are taking reservations. I'm assuming that's not something you're going to run out of. I know you want to create some kind of supply and demand.
You know, as long as you get it, in by, Black Friday.
Will you call us and remind us it's going to do, or are you just going to run it? How's that work?
No, once you give it to, once you give us the authorization, most people probably already have accounts in our system, so we just verify the information is correct. If you're a new guest, then we will add you in at that time, and then we'll take the credit card information. And then you're certainly welcome to call and cancel it if you need to prior to. But on Black Friday, we're just going to run them all at once.
That's fantastic.
We'll send you a receipt, email a receipt, so you remind you that what you
Merry
have.
Christmas to you on a Black Friday. That sounds right. Pretty nice. I like that. That's good thinking, man. I love that.
And then 3 days later, Cyber Monday, we're going to be doing bonus gift cards at certain levels. Great. So stay tuned for that. But you'll get some good deals in there too.
Looking forward to it. Stuart Rome, that's what we call it. Stuart Rome, when in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome, R-O-M-E, in the title. Of course, you can search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's all you got to do. You'll see Audio Boom. We're available on every major indices. Super easy to find the shows. And you can search through all the episodes we've done in episodes for years. And of course, we always find different things to talk about. A lot of the reasons we have this great show is because we have great listeners and a lot of people that listen to us on our podcast. Our podcast numbers just go up every single week. We never lose anybody, so we're doing something right. And of course, those info@TonyCurryRadio emails are always coming in. We'll have a few of those for you. We always have a couple of weird ones, and we got another weird one coming up in just a few minutes that has something to do with you have a dog, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I have a few.
I have a question about a few of your dogs coming up here in a few minutes. Before we do that, though, we are chilling out with a post-election chill show. Give me your second band, your second song.
Yeah, this one I didn't even know existed until I was looking it up today. Different songs. This is Metallica doing an acoustic version of Tuesday's Gone.
Wow. And I got the Damon Johnson show, right? We do every single week. He's the lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd. We need to do some new shows. We haven't done any new shows in the last couple of months, but I did not realize that Metallica did a version of that song. That is fantastic. Yeah. That's
pretty cool. I had to listen to it. It's kind of long, gets in the eight minutes or so, but it's a great tune.
Hey, when it's Metallica, the longer the better. Right. info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Melanie in Northport has read a story, and I pulled it up just so I know what I was talking about, but evidently there's a spa owner up in Massachusetts who's been arrested for doing fake Botox shots, $1 million worth over the course of a year. She has been caught and arrested for that, and Melanie wanted to know how widespread is it in the spa business? Obviously, we don't like to bring these kind of things up because you don't want to be associated with anything that is fake, because you're above board on everything. You're the best. You're the best. But I mean, I guess some of the smaller ones that people run, I mean, do you know when you're really getting the real deal?
I would imagine that you'd notice the results, because Botox is pretty instantaneous. It's not something you have to wait, 2 weeks for it to show up, for the wrinkles to go away, or the lips to be plumped up. So I would think you notice it. But my advice is, most of the places that are doing Botox, of course, it's going to be a med spa. It's going to be a dermatologist. They're going to be licensed. And, just make sure you go into a licensed, reputable place and not just some spa that's advertising Botox, because a lot of spas aren't even authorized to do that. We can't do it because we're not a med spa. So just look at where you go and make sure they're licensed, make sure they're reputable, and you should be fine.
Yeah, there you go. 905-7676. So much to get into. If you missed just the big announcement a few minutes ago, 7 for 5 deals, 4 for 3s. We'll get you all of that information again before the end of the show. Super excited about that. The Black Friday is going to be, they need to stop calling it Black Friday, because this is fantastic Friday is what it is. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, Birmingham.WoodhousePaws.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. We're doing songs to chill to a little bit. I know that obviously if you are a Democrat or a Kamala Harris fan, or you voted for her, you're a little on edge today. But I it just seems like everyone's got a little bit more of a pep in their step today. I just think it feels good to know, you know, at least what direction we're heading in. I think a lot of people feel that. We're doing that with our music here. It's good stuff. Another article I saw, and this was out of Nairobi, of all places. And I like to do some research because there's some things that always pop up before we get into our next email. But they're talking about the booming body scrub business, the body scrub trend that is happening outside the United States, and that it'll probably happen here. They're saying that it's a really big thing for folks in their 30s and 40s who start to see their skin react differently. I really don't know what you look like, and you know this because you've been on ABC 3340's The Starting Lineup with us and Kip Kiefer and myself. When you get on television, man, there's nothing to hide. You know, it always adds 10 right. pounds. The gray comes out more. I look like fucking Jabba the Hutt. I had this chin thing going the first show. The first show I did, I laid back and it looked like I had 5 chins on me, and I mean, it looked like I weighed 400 pounds. So, I mean, you want to get those things fixed. So I would think that the 30s and 40s, when you start seeing some of these things slide just a little bit, 50s and 60s, that's a totally different story. But can you talk about the body scrub business and why it's booming so much?
Yeah, we actually offer a few body scrubs. Some of the body services that we have include scrubs. Isn't that great? You know, it's similar to if you just simplify it and think of maybe like a pedicure, where they're going to scrub the bottom of the feet and you're going to get all that dead skin off, and new skin is going to show up. But it's fairly similar to that. It's just parts of the body. Instead, we'll use various scrubs and salts and things like that. You need a little bit of friction there to get that skin off of there. So we have various products for that, but it's we always usually combine that with some kind of massage, so you'll get a little bit of both of those. But yeah, it's really, scrubs are popular. Some people like them. Some people are like, no, I'd just rather get a massage, which is fine. So, we certainly can do that too. Right. Yeah. God, I had something on my mind. Well,
let me refresh real quick and it'll come back to you. What are some of the, because a lot of people don't really understand what a body scrub does. I know there's an exfoliation part of it. It's amazing how smooth your skin is. I know some people react differently to it. I know some people can get some rashes from it, depending on what you actually have on your skin. But just talk about the different types of body scrubs you have, because they're not all the same.
No, they all use different products. If you take a bath, for example, if you're the kind of person who likes to take baths and you're using, salts in your water, different things in the water, and you're using, say, a back brush, I mean, you're basically doing a body scrub. Yeah. there's no difference. It's just that, when you come to the spa to do it, it's going to be a full body. You're going to go head to toe, but, back, side, and it's a relaxation, but it's also, like you said, it exfoliates the skin. It's going to get rid of a lot of that dead skin, make you look younger. And it's kind of the same, I guess, concept as the HydraFacial on the face. It gets rid of some of that bad skin, that top layer. So it's really, it's very similar with the HydraFacial when it comes to the face.
It's really disgusting when you see these stories about how much dead skin actually comes off of our bodies. Oh. Over the course, they show pictures of sheets and stuff when they put it under microscope. Yeah. You see all this. It's got to go somewhere. I mean, we shed like snakes. We just don't know what's happening. So to go in there and get an exfoliation, man, it feels super good. I mean, it really does. Not only are you getting hands on you, which is always a good thing, but it does clean your skin. It's almost like detailing your car. You don't want to do it probably every single week, right. But it's certainly something that you really enjoy. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. We're chilling with some music. We're going to get in some Foo Fighters here in just a second. I wanted to ask you, though, about this company called Viagen. Well, let's go ahead and do another song, because I think this may take a little bit, and I think you're going to be into this. Give me your third song here as we do some chill music post-election.
Yes, sir. We do a little Foo Fighters. We do the live acoustic version of My Hero.
My Hero, great song. And of course, that song took on a totally different meaning when the loss of a member of that band recently, about a year ago. And if you ever get a chance to check out that video,
Have you seen his son play the drums?
Son is outrageously unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
It's unreal. Dude, I mean, not to say anything about his old man, but I mean, the kid is unbelievable. He's unreal. He's fantastic. No, the apple did not fall far from the tree, for sure. So there's this company called Viagen, and Lulu. And I wonder if this is Lulu. It's Lulu from Fort Walton Beach. So I'm wondering if that's Jimmy Buffett's sister. Lulu chimed in and wanted to know, first of all, if you have pets. And second of all, would you ever consider cloning one of your pets? And then after you answer that question, I'll tell you why she's asking that question.
Interesting. Well, as far as pets, yes, we love pets. Wife and I are part of various rescue groups that we help rescue some dogs that might be on a euthanasia list and try to get them adopted or fostered. And I currently have two rescues. One is really a senior. She's 15, and then the younger one is about three and a half. I just rescued her about 6 months ago.
Nice.
So yeah, all about dogs, animals. As far as cloning, no, I like, you know, each one has an individual personality, and I kind of like that. And you never know what you're going to get, especially with the rescue. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great thing. I loved all my dogs that have passed away, but you know, I don't want to clone. They're all individual, and I wouldn't want to clone any of them. You know,
there you go. So there's this company called Viagen, and they're probably asking this question because it's someone that also emails Dark Side of the Pooch, was a show I do with Dr. Reb Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. And we're talking about it. It runs anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000. And you can actually, obviously while your pet is alive, you take a portion of that pet, the genes or whatever, and they hold onto that for you, and then they actually grow you a dog. So I mean, that's what makes dogs great, is they're different. I can always say the best dog I've ever had is the one I have now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dog I have right now is the best dog I ever had. The next dog I have will be my best dog I've ever had. Right. Despite the fact that he took a leak on my recliner, Rainer.
Well, yeah.
Laying behind me, son of a gun. He took a piss on my chair. I don't know why. If I don't walk him 6 miles away,
we don't need to be cloning dogs when there's so many rescues that need to be rehomed. No,
you're spot on, man. You know? I mean, I'm all about, you can do some taxidermy. I mean, I know some people, you can do some cremation stuff. I mean, there's some interesting way you can turn your animals into like diamonds now. You can make quilts. You can make quilts out of their skin. You can do all kinds of things to remember your pets. But as far as spending 20 or 30, you do whatever you want with your money, but spending $30,000 to bring back a pet just so it feels like he didn't leave, you'd have to clone him 3 or 4 times if you got him young in your life, because they don't live but 12 or 13 years. But I I'm with you, man. I'm just kind of like, that's the fun. It's like opening up a brand new package. My daughter wants me to get, we lost our dog Frisco several months ago to cancer. And she wants for Christmas a puppy. And I'm just like, And I'll do anything for my daughter. My daughter's got me. She's got me by the little ones, man. I mean, she does. She knows exactly what gets me. And she's like, all I want is a puppy. And I'm like, you know, if you lived here full time, I consider it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm doing that. I can't. But I mean, that's half the fun. But I know it's like car shopping. I know if I go to a lot, I am buying a car today. Right. So if I start looking at, isn't it true? If I start, I don't have the money for it right now, but I'm just going to start looking. The minute you start looking, man, I will have a brand new car in my garage by the end of the week. So I know that if I start looking at these effing dogs, man, I know I will have a puppy within a week.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you need to, you know, it's nice to take a little break after you lose one and maybe convince her that, you know, let's wait till after the holidays, and then January we'll maybe pick it up and look at it again, right?
Yeah, and I mean, the one I got, I think really... I know he misses my other one, but I think he appreciates being the alpha dog because he got moved up to that designation. And it having one dog is kind of nice. He gets all the, it's like having an only child. He gets all the attention. I don't have to fight over scraps. There's no barking. I don't have any barking going on because when one dog barks, they all bark. My other one was a barker. Right. I have no barking in the house, which is fantastic. And again, he's a great dog. So great questions. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. The show flybys so fast. Let's go ahead and do another song. Then I want to go back and start talking about all your deals because we need to pump this out big time. Because it'll be here before you know it. Give me your fourth song here.
Yeah, we're on this band out of Mississippi, actually, Three Doors Down. And it's going to be the acoustic version of Here Without You.
Here Without You. It is the wonderful Three Doors Down right here on the Tony Curry Radio. As we do, of course, our show, we do it every single week. It is the man, the myth, the legend. You like him, you love him. You can't live without him. And we're talking Stuart Rome. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, you know, it's going to be a great show every time we do it. And great music. And you could have done just an acoustic. I could see you maybe next week just doing an acoustic show because every song you've done has been an acoustic jobber, which I really, really like. That's pretty good. So check that out. All right. So we always talk about the 6 for 5s. I always get emails every single week on the 6 for 5s. It is true. 24 hours a day, 365. You're only closed a couple days out of the year. You can get 6 great services for the price of 5. They're transferable. You can give them out to 5 different people. You can keep them for yourself. You can do whatever. But your Black Friday coming up is going to be a 7 for 5. You're going to do a 7 for 5. It's only on Black Friday, but you're inviting people to reserve their 7 for 5 deal because I know it's only one day out of the year. It's Black Friday. There's a lot of stuff going on and you may go, oh, I forgot that I could have just saved $230, another $230. So tell people how they do that. And then I want you to talk about your hydrofacials because that's a great deal too.
Yeah. So, you know, our normal series, which I think is our best deal, we talk about it every week, is a 6 for 5 deal, which you pay for 5, say, massages, and you're going to get 6, so you get a free service. But one day a year, we do the Black Friday, and we add another one there, so we get 7 for 5, so you're going to pay for 5, and you're going to get 7 services. So, for example, if let's say you pick a $150 80-minute massage or whatever that may be, that's a $300 deal right there because you're getting 2 of those for free. And, you know, last year, a lot of people missed it because you don't really remember these things. You hear about them, you read about them, you forget. So this year we are taking phone calls, for pre-sale, and we're going to jot down your information. Just let us know, you know, which series, which package you want to get. And then on Black Friday, we're actually going to process all the orders and email the receipts out. So you don't have to remember it. It's going to be done. You're certainly welcome to call in on Black Friday if you remember it. But it's a way to get in on it and not have to worry about it. That's one thing off your list. And you know, Black Friday's hectic as it is.
Can you go ahead and reserve that by your website too, or do you have to call?
No, it's kind of a unique thing. So. Okay. You know,
I didn't know if you could make a request on your website or not. So you want the phone calls 905-7676 or stop by the store, correct?
Yeah. Okay. You know, you could always send us an email with the information, but, you know, we do need to verify that the credit card is correct that we have in the system. And that we certainly don't want people putting credit card numbers on the emails and things like that. Absolutely, so, that's, it's one of the few things that we do that you have to, actually either call us or come in, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. That's good. Well, you probably should do that. info@TonyCurryRadio.net is your way to get us on our email. Of course, you can go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com to do everything else. Then the hydrofacial, which is one of your most expensive things and for good reason, because it's worth every dime, but you're now doing a 4 for 3 on those, correct?
Yeah. So, you certainly can do a 7 for 5, but we make it a little bit easier because that is a much more expensive service typically. So we're going to, you know, we're doing the 4 for 3 and which is like, so that's going to be a 25% discount basically. I mean, on the services. So pick and choose. You want to do 4 for 3 or the 7 for 5, either one, but it is available for the hydrofacials.
Now, I know I'm going to get this question because I do have some big spenders that listen to my radio station, TKR, and I take pride in that. Is there a limit on how many of these 7 for 5 deals you can get? Can I get 2 of them? Could I give 14 for 10?
you can get 100 of them if you want.
All right.
You'd be like one thing. You can come in every day of the year.
My dad, when my dad passed away, we found 16 pairs of gym shoes downstairs and they were all brand new in the box. And I was like, why in the hell does dad have 16 pairs of gym shoes? She goes, I bought the first pair and it was $40 off. So if I bought 10 pair, I was going to save $400. So the more I bought, the more I saved. I said, shit, dad will never wear 14 pairs of shoes. And we have 16 pairs of gym shoes down there.
You have to live to 300 years old to wear them.
Yeah, but he was going to have some really nice feet for sure. All right. We got one more song here. Then we're going to go through all your information again, but give me the final song here from one of my favorite bands. Go for it.
Yeah, this is a great song. I've always loved the song since I was a kid. It's Rolling Stones. It's from the live remastered 2009 version. It's Wild Horses.
Wild Horse and the Stones, Three Doors Down, Foo Fighters, Metallica, Incubus. Fine job. I will give you a round of applause on that. Fantastic music here as we chill out post-election. I think we all feel a little bit better that the election is finally over. I hope you were on the winning side here. Again, the deals just keep on coming and keep listening. Send those emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. We're going to get this show. This thing is already humming. We got thousands of people that listen every week, but keep those questions coming in, and nothing's too weird for Stuart. I mean, we like the weird stuff. You want to talk about cloning Dolly, then knock yourself out. So do that. 905-7676, 905-7676, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Stuart, until next week, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
All right, you too. See you later.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.